This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the data points sure to be considered and discussed at that Fed meeting tomorrow and Wednesday is the latest employment cost index, which we will get tomorrow. The ECI, as it's known, is put out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics every quarter and gives a measure of the cost, just like it sounds, of labor. Last we heard, which is to say last quarter, labor was costing companies less. So just because it is good to be aware of these things, a couple of minutes now about the ECI.
I think you should call me John. My last name is pronounced Rooser. Think of it as the farm animal without a T.
Noted, John. John Rooser is the president of the consulting firm Insights into Comp LLC.
And before that, I had 31 years in the federal statistical system. 27 of them were with the BLS.
So he knows a thing or two about the ECI.
One is that it captures the cost not only for wages, but also covers the costs of benefits provided to workers.
Health insurance, paid time off, retirement plans.
The other feature of the ECI is that it's designed in a way that it's not affected by movements of labor across occupations and industries.
The BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics in the Labor Department, surveys a bunch of companies.
They draw out a sample that is designed to represent the full economy. And so that means a certain number of companies in a certain industry, for example.
And then they pay those companies a visit.
And then they collect a whole battery of data about wages, other monetary expenditures on labor, but also a lot of other data on the provisions of benefits. And then after several years in the sample, the company is rotated out and other companies are brought in.
All right. So now that we know that, how the thing works, what are economists actually going to be looking for in the data?
My name is Nicole Smith, and I'm the chief economist at the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce.
And?
What we'll be looking for is, are employers still continuing to bump up compensation for workers? And that tells you that, you know, they're still trying to attract new workers.
And the Fed, Jay Powell and company?
They don't want to see a DCI that's increasing too quickly, but one that is moving at least in tandem with inflation, or at least maintaining the purchasing power of individuals.
My guess, by the way, he'll get at least one question, Mr. Powell will, on the ECI at his press conference on Wednesday. This is a big labor market data week this week. By the by, we'll get the job openings and labor turnover survey for September on Wednesday. Jolts, you know it, you love it. And then Friday, the biggie, the October jobs report.